Om Shanti. Today is 15th January 2018, Monday, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be a hero actor and consider yourself to be on the unlimited stage performing an elevated part. Today's blessing is, may you be a hero actor and consider yourself to be on the unlimited stage performing an elevated part. All of you are showpieces in the showcase of the world. You are on the biggest stage of all among many unlimited souls. Create such thought. Speak every word and perform every act with the awareness. Souls of the worlds are watching you. When you have this awareness, all of you or your part will be elevated and you will become a hero actor. Everyone looks at you, instrument souls, with a desire for attaining something. Therefore, as the children of the bestower, constantly continue to give and continue to fulfill everyone's desires. So today, Baba is giving us the blessing of being a hero actor. Who are we? We are the showpieces in the showcase of the world. You are on the biggest stage among many unlimited souls. Therefore, consider every thought, speak every word and perform every action with the awareness. Which awareness? The whole world is watching me. The whole world's vision is upon me. As if we are on the unlimited stage. This is the showcase and we are the showpieces. So now the question is, how a hero actor should perform on the stage? Tell me 10 things. Tell 10 things about an actor who performs on the stage. First of all, he has to pay attention to everything. He has to pay attention to each and every dialogue. Because each and every word he speaks, because later on, world is going to copy. So every word he utters, he has to pay attention to those words. Every action of his, every gesture, everything of his, because he knows that he is being watched by the whole world. And that's why his performance should be a masterpiece. That's why he has to pay attention to his words, his actions, his behavior. In whatever way he is performing on the stage. So first is attention, complete attention. He cannot hope to become, he cannot afford to become little inattentive whilst on the stage. When the whole world is watching, suppose there is a play, okay, one play is going on, some skit is there and audience is full and they are playing Ramayana. So every character has to pay full attention. So first is attention. Second, rehearsal. Lot of practice is necessary. Without practice is not going to happen. You know, each and every play which is performed, if you see, so many times they practice. Each dialogue they must be speaking almost 10 times before it is finalized. So huge groundwork is necessary. Lot of rehearsal is necessary before you come and perform on the stage. Second is rehearsal or practice. Third, dedication. You should be into that. You should do full justice to your role. If you are playing the role of Ram, you have to imbibe that entire Rama. All the biopics, you know, all the movies based on the lives of people, or all the plays based on the lives of people, in those things, that actor, suppose he has to play the part of Mahatma Gandhi. So that actor starts studying the life of Mahatma Gandhi, reading the life of, reading all different books, reading all the other things, all the, how other actors perform the part of Mahatma Gandhi, how Mahatma Gandhi used to walk, how he used to speak, what were the mannerism, what were all the different things, his manner of walking, his gait, his speaking, any stuttering in the speech, everything, every minute detail of the personality. So here also, whilst you are on the stage, what you have to do is What is our point? Dedication. You should pay full dedication. There is an incident given in the life of... Who is the... I had told this about that shoe in Bengal. Vidyasagar. Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar had gone once to watch a play, a natak. It was Ramayana. And there was a scene that Ravana comes and he is pulling that Sita. Okay? He is dragging her in his Pushpak Viman. So this Vidyasagar was watching and he got so emotional, just he went on the stage and just stopped that Ravana. How dare you do this? She is Sita Maya. She is mother Sita. How dare you touch her? And she took out his shoes and start hitting that person. And that actor said, thank you, please. You have given me certificate for my acting. So that's why till to this date, Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar shoe is famous. Chappal. Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar chappal is famous in Bengal. So, so the actor has done full justice to the role of Ravana. Because he has played the role of Ravana with such precision, with such fineness that audience felt, yes, this is really a Ravana and I must stop this. Means for them that became a real, that even Ishwar Chandra, such a man of great erudition, he forgot that this is just a play. And he felt, so you have to do full justice to your part. If you are given any part, give full justice to that part. You have to do that. Otherwise, it will be a mediocre performance. You have to win Best Actor Award, Best Actress Award, Best Supporting Actor Award, or Best Supporting Actress. Don't win Best Villain. Even they give that award also. So third is dedication. Now wait, let others speak. Sushil bhai? Time. You have to know when you have to utter your dialogues. It's not that they have spoken and you are waiting or you are trying to recall your dialogues and then somebody is prompting from behind. Speak. It should not happen. You have to be time conscious also. It's not that you keep on going and going and going. That's a time period. You have to finish that within that time. So you have to be time conscious. You have to know which time this is. So an actor has to be time conscious also in some ways. Fifth, how to?
Outer look,
his appearance. If you are playing the part of a joker, you have to wear joker's attire. If you are playing the part of a king, you have to wear the clothes of king. If you are playing the part of a beggar, you have to wear those tattered clothes. So your outer appearance should match your acting. Then that will pour life into your character. So, outer appearance means what are you wearing? Here, also both appearances, inside and outside, inner clothes and outer clothes. What your soul is wearing, what soman it is wearing, and outside what you are wearing. Your appearance should not be like that it looks as if you are not very simple. It should be very simple dress. People should not feel that these and they are so fashionable and how can they be yogis?
Modern
yogis. Digital yogis. So, appearance. Next. Actor. A good actor should be? Yeah? Voice quality. He has to work on his voice. That is known as voice culture. You know, they have to keep on practicing their voice. It is not that, we know, in our hospital there was one doctor, junior doctor, he was singer. And if suppose there is any singing competition, he would not eat anything if given by anybody. He was so careful, if suppose there is ice cream, he would not eat that. Because he knows that he has to sing in the evening. So he would not eat. So you have to do voice culture, you have to train. You have to do those A, B, C, D, Bada, Khadi. Everything you have to keep on practicing. A, E, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma. So much practice is necessary. You cannot just do that anyway. So, lot of practice, lot of dedication. In Maharashtra right now there is a young vocalist. Who? Shraddha Ben? This Mahesh Kale. He started singing when he was 3 years old. He first sang in front of, when he was 3 years old, in front of the audience of 5,000. Right now he must be in his 20s or 30s. What he sings, so much dedication. He won this also, national award also, for singing. So much voice culture is needed. He trained himself under his guru, Pandit Abhisheki, for such a long time, Jitendra Abhisheki, for such a long time, and after that he has become like this. So much dedication. So, voice culture. You have to pay attention to your voice. Next. Commitment, attention is same. Dedication. And one more thing is, you have to learn from other actors. Who are the best actors. Learn from them. They will teach you. All the newer actors, they learn from the previous actors of the year. Previous actors, you have to learn. They will teach you so many. They will teach you how to cry. You know, so recently some of the actor was saying, whenever I have problem, difficulty in performing one scene, I always imagine, yeah, this particular actor of the year, old. How Dilip Kumar would have performed this scene. And then he feels that now I have to do it that way. So they are, you know, classical actors previous. They try to emulate them, they try to mimic them, they try to imitate them, they try to behave like, just copy them. And then they do some their own things. So, a good actor should learn from other actors. Next. A good actor should never become nervous. He should never become jittery. He should be confident about his acting. And that he becomes only when he practices it. That he becomes when, suppose one has to perform the role of Meera, one has to become Meera. One has to become Meera, then only you can give a world-class performance. Otherwise, if mind something is going on and you are going and trying to cry like Meera, it will not work. When this, you know, this actor Mukesh Khanna was asked, what do you think about this recent Mahabharata? There was one Mahabharata, that B.R. Chopra's Mahabharata. He said that Mahabharata, they were all actors and now these are all models. They are not actors. They are models. Actors are those who get drowned into that play. They enter into the skin of that person and they feel as if, yes, I am that. So, an actor, what was the point? Will never get nervous. So, he will never get nervous. He has to work on the stage fright. If he has got. And one more thing, the fourth wall. What is the fourth wall? The fourth wall. If suppose you become conscious, oh, so many people are watching me. What will happen to me? And how can I perform? When you are lonely, you can perform well. But when you are in front of public, you can't perform. Suddenly, as Mahatma Gandhi said, my heart sank in my boots. This is the statement he made. For the first case, loyal, when he was there, when he fought as a lawyer for the first time, he said, my heart sank in my boot. He became suddenly depressed. Suddenly. So, never become nervous. So, I was telling fourth wall. Fourth wall is the imaginary wall created by the actor between the stage and the audience. This is known as fourth wall. Sometimes you have to create that nobody is watching me. And this is a very good example here is of Dadi Gulzar. Dadi Gulzar has said when she was young, she would explain to people very nicely when only one person is there. But the moment a group would come, she would feel uncomfortable. She would feel little nervous. When a group would come, So what, that one brother from Lucknow, I forgot his name. What was his name? Dadaram, which, some bhai. One very senior bhai. What he did once, a group came and Dadi had to explain to them. So he kept a small mic inside here. And Dadi could not know. Dadi felt, when, because mic would be given, she would get little conscious that I have to speak in front, in on mic. So he kept a mic inside and without letting her know. And then she spoke for half an hour. She gave excellent speech. So this also happens in the best of the speakers. So sometimes you have to create a fourth wall. The fourth wall means you are on the stage and nobody is watching you. But Baba is telling here something else. Feel that everybody is watching you so that you will be more attentive. But suppose this very fact that others are watching you is making you nervous. Then you have to create fourth wall. Then create the fourth wall. As if just stash away. Nothing is, nobody is watching me, I am doing on my own. So this is also one of the qualities of an actor. Next. But sometimes, okay, if it is a monoplay, it's fine. Like one, ek patri natak, that is known as. If you have to, one person has to act many, many plays. So that time, it is fine. But otherwise, you are given one role only, most of the times. But yes, different emotions. Sometimes you have to cry, sometimes, but don't cry here. Sometimes you have to smile, laugh, rejoice. Different roles an actor plays. So you have to prepare your internal mindset for those. Acting. Next. Don't hear comments, because whatever you do, some people will always praise you, some people will always blame you. Some people will say, oh, you have not performed well. The earlier actor has performed well, the same role. So that will depress you, definitely. You don't know which acting school you learned. If somebody sends you a comment, which acting skill did you learn? You don't know how to act. You don't know acting, you don't have acting skills. So suddenly you become, you know, you straight away land up into despondency. You become, you don't feel like to act. If all these actors, Bollywood, Hollywood actors, if they start responding to all the comments, they will stop acting. Because there would be a huge group of people who are opposing them. Always. Many people would not like their acting. Some people would be their fans. Some will not like. So this will always happen. You know, Chief Justice of India, right, present. So many people are talking so many things. But does he remain affected? Does he get affected? Whatever he has to, for example, otherwise also, if suppose there is a very important case and justice has to give a verdict. So what he does he worry himself about the comments? What the Pakistan will say, what Indians will say? No. He just gives it, finish. This is in the jurisdiction and this is the law says. That's it. He doesn't worry of what. If he keeps on listening to all the comments, he won't be able to give justice at all. So here also, when you are acting, some people are going to say something or other to you. There will hardly every Tom, Dick and Harry will emerge from somewhere and will have something to say about you. So are you getting, remain unflappable. Immovable, unflinching, achal, adol. Any other quality of a good actor? Sense of vanity. Vanity is not a good word. Vanity is a very negative word. Dikhava. Vanity is a negative word. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. Vanity is a different word. Confidence, you can say. He should be confident. Then? Coordination, he should have that skill of harmony. He should act in conformation with every other actor. There should be that symphony. Good communication, symphony should be there. It should not be that he is just doing his own. No. His action should be in conformity with everyone, with that skill, with that drama. Any other? In emergency. Yeah, this is a very good point. If suppose Ravana has failed to show up, then you should be able to futafut immediately change your look and come as a Ravana. So you should be able to, and more so, you should be even able to perform female part, a male. In earlier, what they used to, there were no female actress. All the males only used to perform female. So this is super skills are needed for this. You know, there are people who do mimicry and there are people who do like this. They are very talented people. Very, very talented people. And the most talented people are those who don't speak and they just act. And by that, their action, they make people laugh. Charlie Chaplin. They are the greatest actors. They don't speak at all. Without speaking only, they make people world laugh. So much skills are necessary for that. To make people, make people dance to your tune. It's not a joke. It's a lot of skills are necessary for this. So, then, any other thing? Yeah? Following the direction. You should not become self-styled actor. You are playing in a part, so there is a director, so follow his directions. Then? No comparison. Don't try to compare your role with others' role. You know, sometimes there is a movie and an award is given to the person as the best supporting actor. The main actor, he is the maximum screen time. But this supporting actor has come up on the stage for only 3-4 times. But still, he wins the award. So it is not about the screen time. It is not how much one is sitting here and speaking. Screen time. Somebody is not speaking at all, but still he can score brownie points. So, one last point and then we'll stop. He should inspire others, okay? Except any parts. He should not show a lot of nakre, that is in Hindi. Okay, I can do this only, I can do. He should not have only stereotype roles. He should do variety roles. He should not be like throw tantrums. He should be versatile. Yes, this is the word. He should be versatile actor. He should be a versatile, multifaceted, bahumukhi pratibha. Whatever role you are given, it's not that you are told, oh, go and do seva in the kitchen. You should be immediately go and do seva in the kitchen. You know, one Vivekananda has said a very good statement. At one moment you are walking in the field, get up and go out and start serving the patients. At another moment you get up from there, go to the temple and sit there and pray. At another moment, go in the jungle and get lost in samadhi. At one moment in samadhi, another moment karma yogi, another moment serving patient, another moment going and performing some puja in temple. At one moment this and another jiffy this. So you should be versatile actor. This also, that also, that also, that also, that also. Don't say, I don't know this, I have never done this any time before. If you are not done, this is a golden opportunity for you. Do this. You do it by doing. There is always first time. So think that this is first time for me. So always grab the opportunity. So whenever you are given homework. So, take an octopus grip, pounce upon it and just snatch it. Don't snatch from others, but whatever is given to you, take it. Even if you are not prepared, even if you feel that there is no preparation, you know, powers will come from above. It happens. Powers will come from above. So this happens. So, just surrender yourself at that moment. And that is the point when some work would be done through you, which will be the greatest. Because that is done in spite of you. You are not the doer there. You are not the doer. Somebody else, the third force, it is known as in Sufi literature, the third force is acting through you. And that third force is God. So you just become an instrument, a tap, null. And you surrender, now I don't know what to do. Now let the water flow from above through this tap. Because I don't know, I am not prepared to carry this water, what to do. So, but can you surrender? Surrender at that moment. So today's blessing is be a hero actor. And remember, write down all of these things what we discussed about 10 or 12 qualities of a hero actor or an actor. Om Shanti.